Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here to talk to you a little bit about Westminster Shorter Catechism, Question and Answer 25. How doth Christ execute the office of a priest? Christ executeth the office of a priest in his once offering up of himself to satisfy divine justice and reconcile us to God, and in making continual intercession for us. The proof texts given in the Shorter Catechism are these. First of all, Hebrews 9:28. Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Then Hebrews 2:17. In all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. And then Hebrews 7:25. He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto him, that come unto God by him, seeing he ever maketh intercession for them. There are three basic things the Catechism gives us to outline the work of Christ as a priest. He sacrifices himself to satisfy divine justice. This is the first thing. And then secondly, his sacrifice satisfying divine justice reconciles us to God. And then third, Jesus Christ makes continual intercession for us. First of all, the Lord Jesus Christ is a high priest in his offering himself as a sacrifice for our sins. In the Old Testament, the priests offered sacrifices of animals on God's altar. And the whole burnt offering, for example, was offered up to God, and everything except the skin of the animal was burned on the altar. The sacrifice was totally consumed. And the idea of the sacrifice was a life for a life, that the life of the animal was given in the place of the life of the sinner. And this, of course, is the idea behind Christ sacrificing himself to pay the penalty due to us for our sins. You see, each of us is a sinner. We are sinners, and we are in debt to God. And because this is the case, we are due the death penalty. The wages of sin is death. But Jesus Christ, as our great high priest, doesn't offer animal sacrifices repeatedly on an earthly altar, but he gives himself as a sacrifice for our sins, a life for a life. And because Jesus Christ is the very Son of God, his life is of infinite value, and his life given for us pays for all of our sins. What a wonderful thing this is. And as the Catechism says, and as the Scriptures tell us, this sacrifice reconciles us to God. What does this idea of reconciliation mean? Well, in Matthew chapter 5, the Lord Jesus says, if you have a gift to give to God and you're going to the altar to give your gift to God, and you remember that your brother has something against you, that is, you've done something that offends your brother, then you need to go and be reconciled to your brother. And when that has taken place, you can go and offer your gift. The idea of reconciliation means that someone is offended by your conduct. And when you are reconciled to God, this means that God is offended by your sin. God is offended by your conduct. And you must therefore either pay the penalty due to your sins yourself, or Jesus Christ must pay the penalty due to you for your sins. And when Jesus Christ comes along and sacrifices himself and gives himself as an offering to pay for your sins, you are made right with God. You are reconciled to God. God is no longer against you, but you return to the status of being God's friend. And more importantly, you are brought into the status of being a child of God. And so Christ, as our great high priest, sacrifices himself in order to reconcile us to God. In other words, to take away the offense, to take away the fact that God is offended by our sins, and to pay for our sins. And then what does the Catechism tell us? The Catechism tells us that we are not only reconciled to God in this fashion, but Jesus Christ makes continual intercession for us. In other words, this is what takes place. Jesus Christ lives a perfect life in this world. He lives a perfect life in order that he may become a perfect sacrifice, a sacrifice without spot or blemish. And he offers himself to his Father as a perfect sacrifice. His Father accepts that sacrifice. And the proof of the fact that the Father accepts this sacrifice of his Son is that the Father raises Jesus Christ from the dead. And as resurrected from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to many for a period of 40 days. And he walked in this world. He appeared to various disciples. He appeared to the disciples in the upper room, minus Thomas. And when the next week when Thomas was present, Thomas saw the Lord Jesus Christ and fell before him and said to him, "My Lord and my God." And the Apostle Paul tells us that Jesus Christ appeared to more than 500 of the Christian brothers at one time. What a wonderful thing this is. And then the disciples saw Jesus Christ ascend up into heaven to be with his Father. And our Lord Jesus Christ, therefore, is with his Father in heaven. And what does Jesus Christ do as he is with his Father in heaven? He prays for those for whom he died. In other words, since Jesus Christ prayed or died for you, he is now in heaven praying for you and interceding for you. And this intercession takes two principal forms. First of all, when you come before the Father and ask the Father to forgive you for your sins, as I do on a regular basis, for example, whenever we pray before a meal, I always end the prayer with words like this: "And forgive us of our sins." Because we know we sin daily in thought, word, and deed. And our sins are piled to heaven, and the stench of our sins reaches up into the nostrils of God. But what does Jesus Christ do? He intercedes for us when we ask for God's forgiveness. And Jesus Christ says to his Father, Father, forgive him, because I paid for his sins, or I paid for her sins when I died on the cross. And so forgive him, forgive her. Remember that this is the case. Christ's continual intercession for you as your great high priest. And then there's a second way in which Christ intercedes for you. When you pray, as the Apostle Paul tells us, you often don't even know how to pray exactly. And your words come out in a muddle very often because you do not know exactly how to pray. And you do not pray in an eloquent way as the psalmist prays. And so what does Jesus Christ do? He takes the bouquet of your prayers, which may be a very rough bouquet and a scattered clump of flowers. And he takes the bouquet of your prayers and he takes those flowers and arranges them perfectly and presents your prayers to his Father in heaven, so that the Father in heaven always receives them because of Christ's intercession. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you intercede for us. How does Jesus Christ execute the office of a priest? Christ executed the office of a priest in his once offering of himself a sacrifice to satisfy divine justice and reconcile us to God, and in making continual intercession for us. Again, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your work as our great High Priest.